Social media comments, media questions, and bosses demanding communication plans all can divert our attention from the most important audience when a crisis happens, writes Amanda Coleman. Until COVID-19 swept across the globe, employee communication was rarely considered as a key part of the crisis management process. The situation changed when there was a sudden urgent need to communicate with employees who were suddenly working from home, were socially distanced, or were furloughed for months. But as we are now a couple of years on from the pandemic, have organizations learned from the experience, adapted and changed? In my book Crisis Communication Strategies, I devote a whole chapter to looking at effective employee engagement. It starts with having the right structures in place to ensure that staff are supported in understanding what is happening, what it means to them, and how they can support the response. Alongside this, there needs to be systems to be able to quickly offer welfare assistance to those under pressure. It means having a senior manager or member of the leadership team who takes responsibility for ensuring this is in place. In the same way there is a senior person, a spokesperson with the media, there should be someone senior supporting the internal response. This is the first of four key areas that help to build success: structures, leadership, channels, and messages. Leaders need to prioritize what is happening within the business rather than become fixated by commentary in the media or on social media. They need to be visible and understand the implications of what has happened on their employees. This goes beyond just a duty of care, it is about authentically caring about those who will be the ones responding to what has happened. And about doing this from the moment something happens. There are also many practical considerations to effective employee engagement at a time of crisis. Most importantly, there needs to be channels in place to get information out quickly, but also to allow for feedback and a conversation to develop as the crisis develops. Many of these were established in the aftermath of COVID-19, but need to be tested to be clear they still work. The response needs both direct and indirect communication to be happening. The key aspect is that there is the ability to gather feedback about what people are thinking and feeling. Are they concerned about something? Are they exhausted? Do they have suggestions for what is needed to improve the response? In our rush to tell people things, we can often fail to listen. Finally, the messaging has to have the same principles of honesty, transparency, and proactivity that are seen in external communication. In a crisis, words matter. And messages have to be more than operational instructions if employees are to get through the situation with minimum impact. Building morale by recognizing the effort of both those responding to the crisis and everyone else who will be keeping the business running is important in the immediate aftermath and throughout the crisis. Just like the public, staff will be on a journey to understand what has happened, what they need to do, and what it means for the future. Remember, they need to process the details in the same way as those outside the business. With employee engagement, here are five things to ensure you have included in communication. 1. Details of the issue or incident. 2. The action the organization is taking to deal with the situation and what the priority actions are. 3. What is expected from staff at the current time and how they can support the work that is taking place. 4. How staff can find support if they are struggling due to the nature of the issue or incident or because of the work they have been involved within the response. 5. Details of how further information will be communicated to them, by what method and at what time, as well as how they can highlight issues or comments. Dealing with a crisis can take its toll on employees, and effective employee engagement is critical to the success of the response. This is not just about telling people about things, but about really listening to what staff have to say. Get this right, and you are on the way to a better crisis response. Amanda Coleman is an author and director of Amanda Coleman Communications Limited.